Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, Redoubters and Patriots. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you just tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt. It is good to have you with us tonight. Many of you probably noticed that earlier in the day, we missed several episodes of the pre-show broadcast, including a lot of old-time radio shows that so many of you enjoy and look forward to. So I apologize that we were not able to get that broadcasted out earlier. However, this was an unusual weekend. My family and I were treated to a apple seed shoot this weekend. And so that's what we've been doing all weekend, is bringing our heritage back to life for our family. And for those of you who don't know about the Appleseed Project, I'm going to be talking about that next weekend and interviewing some of the people and the instructors who made that happen this weekend. They're volunteers, and it is a history lesson on the shooting range. It's, as they say, when marksmanship met history and the heritage began, and they bring that back to life, young and old. And it was a great, great experience. And they talk a lot about the April 18th and April 19th of 1775. When our nation was really born, it wasn't just the 4th of July of 1776. There was a lot that led up to that. There's some amazing stories that just bring your heritage, it makes it come alive. And I just want to share that with you, because this is something that's been very dear to my heart. I've talked about this in the past, and I want to talk about this in the future, because it really does tie in with what the American Redoubt concept is all about, reviving that and preserving that. So that's what we did this weekend, and Mrs. Schmidt and myself both earned our rifleman patches, and that's no small feat for those of you who have been to Appleseed events. We had two of our kids with us, and one made sharpshooter, and so it was just a wonderful experience, and got to introduce the youngest member of our family to a formal institutionalized type of setting on the range, and got some great history lessons thrown in with it. And so it was just a great time. It was a blessing. And that is why I was not able to get the pre-show broadcast up and running. And of course, that's usually my time. Saturdays and Sundays is usually when I'm putting the show together and doing research and background material and everything else, which I was not able to do because we weren't here this weekend. So it was a great trip over there, and I want to share just some of those experiences with you next weekend. Now, this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to treat you to a few things that you have not heard before. First of all, when we were at the rally this summer in July at the Northwest Patriot and Self-Reliance Rally, we got to do several interviews there in the mobile field studio with Radio Free Redoubt. And there's several interviews that we have not been able to share with you yet, so this would be a great opportunity. The first is what you're going to hear. Is an interview with codename Shadow Man. He is from Project Appleseed, and I got to spend about 10 minutes talking to him about what the Appleseed Project is all about. So it's very appropriate that you listen in on this. Really, really great stuff. And Of course, the Appleseed Project, Appleseed Organization, had a booth there at the rally. And I got to meet several of them and saw some familiar faces this weekend with some of the instructors that I got to see and meet at the rally were instructing this weekend at the range. So it was really great. And then followed by that, and it followed right behind that, is about a 10-minute interview that I did with pastor, author, doctor, former presidential candidate, Chuck Baldwin. Now, a lot of you have heard the speech that Chuck did when he spoke the Saturday evening at the rally. But most of you, unless you were listening live, did not get a chance to hear his speech before his interview before the speech there in the studio. We got to spend a little bit of time together talking. And so I'm going to air that for you. And then after that, there is also another statesman, Representative Matt Shea from Eastern Washington, strong patriot, and he spoke. And so I am going to also air that, about 15 minutes worth, and that's going to make the show for this evening because there are several interviews that I know some of you have asked about, say, hey, I wanted to hear what so-and-so had to say. And we have more that we're going to air for you in the future, but that's what's on the docket for tonight. So Project Appleseed interview with Shadow Man and the interview in the studio with Chuck Baldwin, and then finally the speech that Matt Shea gave, powerful speech. And it's just a reminder that there are not enough statesmen, patriots out there. We need more. And the ones that are in place, we need to back them up and keep them in those positions of influence. So with that, there's not going to be an eye on the economy tonight. I'm not going to do news and commentary because I didn't have the time to put that together. But hopefully you'll enjoy this nonetheless. All right, God bless all of you guys, and thanks for being with us. Thanks for your loyal listenership and followership, and I hope that these speeches and interviews that you hear tonight are a blessing. Okay, with that, we will let, we'll just take a quick break here, and then I'll cue these audio files up, and then sit back and enjoy.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Radio Free Redoubt supporters that helped John to bring me here for this event. And all you folks know who you are. And I just want to say thank you very much for putting your confidence in me and letting me come and be a part of this great gathering today. It's tremendous to see you.
So that said, it is great to be with you, gun-toting, tenther, pro-life, Austrian economic, homeschooling, redoubt living constitutionalist patriots this evening. I think that covers the SPLC's list.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
All right.
So, Shadow Man, thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Free Redoubt.
Thanks for having us.
And I really want to thank you for what you're doing. I am just a strong proponent of the Appleseed Project, how critical it is. For the people that haven't heard of Appleseed, can you just briefly describe what that is?
Sure. Project Appleseed is a 100% volunteer organization that we have volunteer instructors, and what we do is we go to ranges and private property, and we hold two-day weekend events. We teach fundamental rifle marksmanship, which is a skill that many Americans don't have anymore. But that's one thing we do. The other thing that's unique about what we do is we teach the story of April 19th, 1775. When I went to my first Appleseed shoot, I went on July 2nd because I thought July 4th was the most important day in American history. And by the end of the day, I was in tears because I didn't even know what April 19th meant. And so what we do is we teach people what that day represents, and we wouldn't be a country without it. In fact, July 4th never would have happened if there weren't an April 19th.
Yeah. And April 19th now is celebrated, correct?
Sort of. It's recognized as Patriots Day.
Yes.
But it's not a holiday that's a government holiday that people get time off for. And if you ask someone, what is Patriots Day? Well, that's just a day when there's a bunch of patriots. But most people forget or don't even know that that was that Paul Revere rode the night of April 18th,
mm-hmm.
that Lexington Green, Captain John Parker, stood up against tyranny, against 200 shining British bayonets on Lexington Green.
Yes.
And that's where the shot was heard around the world. But also, too, there was an engagement at the North Bridge in Concord. And then finally, the British retreated all the way back to Charlestown. And so we talk about those events. But we don't just do it in a name, date, dry history format. The way we do it at our shoots is we tell those stories during our breaks and at lunchtime, and we do it in an oral storytelling fashion so the stories come alive and the people come alive.
Okay, and it's interesting, too, because we just began a couple of months ago the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, designed to keep patriots connected in case of a collapse of some sort. And those are the guys that are sending the warning and sending intelligence and passing information. And that the very first net, it debuted on April 18th, the same day that Paul Revere rode, and kind of commemorating that person, the messenger who went forward warning people of coming danger, which is representative, you know, what the AMRON program was. I know that's just a little side note, but there are more and more people getting involved in that. They're becoming patriots. They want to be part of the warning system, and that's what Appleseed is reminding people of that, the spirit that was founded in. And now, do you just deal with adults so they can pass this on to their children, or
we teach all ages? We have the youngest shooter that I personally coached was 4 years old, and so we have kids, but a lot of experienced shooters think that we're a kids group. We're not. We have shooters of all ages. And in fact, I think we have, marksmanship-wise, something for people at all different levels. We take people at the level where they take their rifles out of the box for the first time and teach them safety and fundamental marksmanship. And I know when I went to my first shoot, I thought that I was a pretty good shooter. And it took me up to a whole new level. I learned a lot of things at my first shoot, and it, you know, made me an excellent shooter as far as a rifleman.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So the thing there, just to talk about that network of communications, Paul Revere, imagine, just via boat and horse, alerted other riders. There were, I think, over 70 riders by the time April 19th occurred, and they had mustered 14,000 men in 8 hours.
Wow.
No cell phone, no internet, no nothing. The key there is that Paul Revere and those guys knew each other. They knew their neighbors. And so what we try to do is we try to wake people up to the fact that they need to get to know their neighbors, and they need to help them get out and keep democracy and our republic alive.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, what's sad today is that it's hard to muster 14 people, much less 14,000 people. You know, I mean, and with the technology that we have, people are just complacent.
They are. And there are three enemies to freedom. The first enemy is ignorance. There are a lot of people who just don't understand what liberty is. And they think we are in the freest world, the freest country in the world. But really, if you haven't read history, you don't understand how much of our liberty we've given away already.
Yes.
The second thing we have that's an enemy is we have ignorance, then we have apathy. Apathy is where someone understands liberty, but they just don't care.
Yeah.
And then the third enemy is laziness. You have somebody who knows that liberty is being threatened, they care about liberty, but then they don't get enough energy to get off the couch and do something about it. The message of Appleseed is that people like you and me, butchers, bakers, farmers, candlestick makers, were people that stood up for liberty on April 19th. Yep. And they faced the superpower of the 18th century. The issue there is that they took arms so that you and I wouldn't have to. And I'm just amazed at how many people don't vote, how many people don't go to caucuses, how many people don't call their representatives and hold them accountable.
Yep.
And so our goal is to wake people up to the process, and our goal is that we would never have to see another bloody conflict again.
Yeah. But one of the most effectual means of preserving peace is to prepare for war. And by doing that, when you arm citizens with their history, with their heritage and the knowledge of that, and also with the implements of warfare, God forbid that they should be used, that is a huge deterrent.
Indeed. And also, the thing too is, if you read, you know, there seems to be a lot of confusion about the Second Amendment. If you read what the founders said about the Second Amendment, they never envisioned us having a standing army.
Right.
That's abnormal. In fact,
they called it the bane of liberty.
They said it was the greatest threat to liberty is a standing army.
Yes.
And so the goal for them was that every citizen, every patriot, American, would be an army if necessary.
Yes.
And so it's all of our responsibility to keep us free.
It is. Not just our responsibility, it's our duty.
It is.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, and God bless you for what you're doing. How can folks learn more about the organization?
We have a website, www.appleseedusa.org. That's the national website.
Okay.
If you do Facebook, we have, search for Northwest Region Project Appleseed.
Okay.
Become our friend. We put a lot of pictures of our events, share them with your friends, tell people about us. If you have neighbors that aren't awake to liberty, bring them with you to a shoot.
Yep.
We'll help them understand what's at stake.
This is a history lesson and a heritage lesson at the gun range.
And you just can't appreciate April 19th unless there's a little smell of gunpowder in the air.
Amen to that.
But one other thing we have too, and I'm glad you brought that up, we have a thing called Liberty Seeds. If you send me an email, I am NW Promo.
Okay, let me write that down. NW Promo.
Yeah, Northwest Promo. NW Promo at appleseedinfo.org. What a Liberty Seed is there may be like a library or a small group of people that meet that would never go to a range. They need to hear those stories. We will, if you get in touch with me and we put it all together, we'll send an instructor to tell those stories to people that are willing to hear it.
Good. And now, is that info.net, org?
.org.
Org.
Appleseedinfo.org.
Okay. I wrote it down. That means the listeners had enough time to write it down, so they have no excuse. Right? Okay, so they can get a hold of you, Northwest Promo, NW Promo, at appleseedinfo.org. And their main website is www.appleseedusa.org. And how often do you have these events?
These events, we will just coordinate with us. As far as Liberty Seeds go, if you call us and put it together and you get us a room full of people, we'll do what we can to get an instructor in front of those people telling them the stories.
Okay, so where's the best way for them to find out where the next Appleseed event is in their area?
The next Appleseed event, if you go to the main website, there's a map of the USA on the bottom. You click that map, and then there's a map of the United States. Click on your state, and it lists all the events that are coming in that state.
Perfect. Okay, well, hey, thank you so much. God bless you. You got about 28 minutes to get ready for this, right?
Indeed. And come see us at our presentation. We'd love to give you a taste of what we do at an Appleseed.
Good. Well, if either myself or one of our partisans will be there. I would love to be there, but I am a little tied up. This is pretty crazy. We got some other people we're going to be interviewing and talking to. But we are definitely fully reporting the coverage as much as we're able to of the event.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your support.
I really appreciate it. Hey, Shadow Man with Appleseed. He's going to be teaching coming up here at 11 o'clock at Training Area Bravo. That's 1100 hours, history of April 19th, 1775. Okay, if you're joining us late, then this is John Jacob Schmidt, and I was at the Appleseed at an Appleseed shooting event all weekend. I wasn't able to work on the show. So what we are doing, what you just heard was the interview with Shadow Man from Project Appleseed. They had a booth at the rally, and that was one of the interviews, one of the many, many interviews that we did that weekend. And so that should give you a little bit of a glimpse into what Project Appleseed is all about. And I'll be talking about more of that and covering that next weekend, among several other things that I will be discussing. Okay, next coming up is the studio interview that was conducted with Chuck Baldwin just prior to him going on stage. You could hear Jordan Page opening the event up, in the background singing. And we got an interview with him, too, that we're going to air sometime in the future. But anyway, this is Chuck Baldwin, studio interview at the rally in July this summer. In the Radio Free Readout booth, we are joined by none other than pastor, author, Chuck Baldwin, the former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party and the very first president that I ever voted for that wasn't a Republican. And so it's just an honor to have him here with us in the booth today. Chuck, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you, John. Thank you very much.
Okay, we got to whisk you in here and get you ahead of all, missed all the smoke from the forest fires that are burning. You made it.
Yeah, we made it, and smooth flight. I wish we could stay longer, but after we finish here, we've got to get back to Kalispell, get in before sunset.
Sure.
So, but anyway, we're glad to be here, John. Thank you very much.
Well, it is just a privilege to have you here. I know so many people are looking forward to hearing from what you're saying. Now, when we talked a few weeks ago, I did the interview with the To Keep or Not to Keep, the book that you and your son wrote together.
That's right.
Tim. And by the way, Tim is over at the information booth with the books.
Yeah, he's standing right outside the tent now.
Oh, super. Okay, well, I'm really looking forward to shaking his hand. The message needs to get out to the Christians that are getting confused by the message coming from the pulpit in much of America today. Guns illegal, turn them in. If you don't, you're bad.
Right.
And they really want to do what's right in God's eyes. And they're like, I'm willing to fight, but I'm also willing to follow God's law. If God's will is for me to turn in my guns, I want to do what God wants, if they're really a true believer.
Right, and that's why we wrote the book.
Yeah.
There's so much misinformation about the scripture that many pastors only know what they've been taught.
Yep.
And so they regurgitate what they've been taught for the last 50, 75 years. And we realized that we had to write a book to help Christians understand that the Bible does not teach that we are supposed to disarm ourselves
right.
in the face of tyranny.
Absolutely.
That it's not just a constitutional obligation, it is a scriptural obligation. So we wrote the book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. And I'm proud to say that it's just been a tremendous seller. People are buying it all over the country, including pastors
yes.
and Christian leaders. And once they see what the overall scriptural teaching is, not just one isolated verse, but the entire gamut
right.
of the Bible, then they have the conviction in their hearts to know what is right to do.
Yes.
And so that's why the book is so needful today. Thank you very much for bringing it up.
Absolutely. And the other message, too, that I'm really glad you're talking about is when people talk about getting involved and being a patriot today, sometimes they get the message that we don't live in this world. We're not of this world. You shouldn't be concerning yourself with this world. Your priorities are all wrong. And they need some help here.
Well, that doesn't keep them from the lake.
That's
right. It doesn't keep them from the shopping malls. It doesn't keep them from the ball games, watching
yeah.
television. They do all the pleasurable things that they want to do.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how they can kind of pick and choose what part of the world they choose to be a part of.
Yes.
And what part of the world they choose not to be a part of.
And
the fact of the matter is, we may not be of this world, but we are in this world.
Yes.
And Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth.
Yes.
And if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing to be trodden out under the foot of men.
Yep.
So that means that we have a responsibility to be the preservative of society so that society itself is not trodden under the foot of men.
That's right.
So when we do that which is right to do biblically,
we can preserve the freedoms and the liberties that God has given to us.
Yes.
If we acquiesce our responsibility and our duty to our families, our community, our country, then we are going to be destined to be trodden under the foot of men. And that's what Jesus said. So we have the responsibility to be the salt in this earth that Christ has made us to be.
And by not standing up to it, we are just as guilty as the tyrant for allowing it to take place.
More guilty.
Yeah.
More guilty because we have the truth.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
And the power of society always rests with the people.
Yes.
Always has, always will. It's not those few ruling elite that have the power. It is the people.
Yes.
It's only when people surrender their God-given freedoms and liberties to the tyrants, who are very small in number, have an opportunity to bring terror upon the population.
Yep.
So it's our fault.
That's right. Well, I refuse to let it happen again.
No, we're not going to let it happen. And, you know, my pilot, Greg, is sitting over here. And he and I were talking as we were walking through the crowd. He said, you know, 10 years ago, how many people would have been at a rally like this? And I said, 40 or 50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Now today, you got at least 400 or 500 people out here on a blistering hot afternoon in the sun.
And more on the way.
And more on the way. I mean, the Spirit of God, I think, is stirring the hearts of people toward liberty and freedom in a way that I have never seen in my entire life.
Nope.
I think we're on the cutting edge of some history-changing experiences are about to come.
Yeah. it's awesome to see God work, because I really believe that's what we're seeing.
I do too.
With the American Redoubt, the across America, but I think America for the most part has lost the spirit of resistance. In small pockets, they exist, but I think they're starting to. There's that demographic shift that's taking place, where these based on ideologies and their religious views and all of the, they're starting to take place. I think the American Redoubt is just, you know, the.
And there's no question, John, that where we live, I think this whole Rocky Mountain area is probably at the tip of the spear.
Yes.
Of what you're talking about.
And I think they know that.
I'm sure they know that. And you know what? That's okay that they know that.
Well, that's what we were seeing earlier. Somebody was saying, I wonder how many people here are agents. I'm like, I hope the most of them are. Because they're the ones that need to hear this message.
And don't be fooled at all. Not everybody who is in the employ of a federal agency is our enemy.
That's right.
There are people in the military. There are people in law enforcement. There are people at the federal level that are definitely in the corner of freedom, constitutional government, liberty,
and so forth. I hear from them.
I do too. I hear from them all the time. So,
every agency in DHS, in the FBI, these other federal so-called law enforcement agencies, there are patriots among them
as well. Absolutely. In fact, people would probably be surprised to know how many federal agents, FBI, ATF, you name it, who know what's going on even better than sometimes other people, because they see the inside. And they are personally preparing themselves, their families, their homes. So, you know, there are a lot of people out here saying, oh, you know, you're just an extremist if you believe in preparation, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you talk to the federal agents I do, you would hear them say that they're preparing.
That's right. They are, too.
So if they're preparing, you know, who is to say that we shouldn't prepare?
Yeah, and many of them are oath keepers.
That's right. Many of them are.
Amen.
Thank God for Stuart Rhodes.
Thank God
for all... By the way, he's a member of Liberty Fellowship. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Yes, he is. I knew that. I wasn't going to say that. I didn't know. I thought, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, God bless you for coming out here and sharing this message. People need to hear it.
Yep. Glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir, very much. It's appreciate. It's an honor.
Amen.
All right, folks, we're here with Chuck Baldwin, author, pastor, doctor, former presidential candidate, and the chaplain of the American Redoubt Clergy Corps. There, I just formed a new ministry. All right, I'm going to take you back to the stage with Jordan Page live right now. getting ready to warm things up because Chuck Baldwin's about ready to go on in just about 12 minutes. It is 12 minutes to 5 p.m. in the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and you're listening to the voice of the American Redoubt.
The lifeblood of a community, a state, and a nation is its economy. All across America, the effects of a crippled global economy are being felt. But in any economic downturn, there are always isolated pockets where communities and regions thrive or fare better than others. Take that into consideration when you make financial choices, both big and small. Support locally owned businesses and industries whenever you can, especially those which are patriot or Christian owned. A stronger local economy means a stronger American Redoubt.
Okay, coming up, this was the Friday evening speech that Matt Shea did. This was Saturday evening, the speech that Matt Shea spoke on the main stage at the rally this summer. And what a blessing. Sit back and enjoy.
I've been hearing about this guy ever since I've been here. Rock solid patriot, number one conservative, on and on and on. And he just told me that the Southern Poverty Law Center has him listed as one of the top 12 hate mongers in America. And I am jealous. I have never sued anybody in my life, but I am tempted to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center because I am not on their list. So if one of you attorneys out there wants some work, come see me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Washington State Representative Matt Shea.
Well, I think I'm going to try to take this off and walk around a little bit, liven things up, because it's been a long, hot day, hasn't it? But it's great to be in God's country, and as I start off every speech, our hope is not in man, our hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen? So, you've heard probably about Lindsey Vonn, our very famous downhill skier for the U.S. Olympic team, is going to have to give back her gold medals. Have you heard about this? She's going to have to give back her medals because no one has gone downhill faster than Barack Obama, so she's got to give it to the president. So that said, it is great to be with you, gun-toting, tenther, pro-life, Austrian economic, homeschooling, redoubt-living, constitutionalist patriots this evening. I think that covers the SPLC's list. How many of you are veterans? Raise your hand. Let's give them all a round of applause. You know, sometimes people call us fringe, but it's a pretty good cross-section of America, and it's pretty interesting that they always like to call veterans fringe. And recently, you saw that DHS was targeting veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan because they might be extremist, because they fought for their country. Where have we come as a country when loving the Constitution, being a patriot, loving Jesus is extremist? Let me tell you what I think is extreme. What I think is extreme is a president who was raised by communists, taught by communists, who was supported by communists, and whose self-appointed and self-admitted heroes are communists. That's what is extreme in this country, and that, I think, is un-American.
Oh, I want to move to Eastern Washington just to vote for this guy.
There's probably some people here today that have been harassed by the IRS, have been audited, for example, by the IRS. In fact, a good friend of mine was audited for seven figures by the IRS. You know, where have we come as a country if we get persecuted, our military chaplains get persecuted for just talking about Jesus?
This is Matt
Shea. We're talking about our Constitution.
Representative Matt Shea just coming in late here.
It's amazing how far down that we've gone.
Fire up the Winamp.
You know, we've been right on everything, haven't we? We told people about drones 5 years ago, didn't we? We told people about the NSA 5 years ago, didn't we? We told them about indefinite detention. We told them that you can't come after the internet. That's unconstitutional. You can't do warrantless searches. That's unconstitutional. And a lot of people said, that'll never happen in America. But it has, hasn't it? Hasn't it? You know, we print $40 billion a month. We buy 70% of our own debt. What could go wrong, right? That's why we're here in great North Idaho. Love it up here. Because we want to prepare for the inevitable collapse that's going to happen. And yes, I said that as a politician here on stage. It's going to happen. We all know that. The question is, and I think the question should be for all of us, what are we going to do afterwards? What are we going to do with that opportunity? What are we going to do to prepare ourselves for that time? Because we should look at it as an opportunity, not as something to be afraid of. And I really believe what we need today is heroes. We need people that will do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, who will prepare their horses for battle, as Scripture says, but will leave the outcome to God. You know, we talk about whose job liberty is. It's ours. It's our job. And I was reminded by a master sergeant of mine in the military, before I left and I was heading out to a new unit, he said to me, "If you don't ever remember anything I tell you, remember this. You need to be prepared at any given moment to give up your career to do the right thing." There's a legislator I know here in the audience, actually, that gave up his career to do the right thing. To tell the IRS that, you know what, that's probably not constitutional income and you can't have it. Are we that courageous? I think it's a challenge for us to be. Because leadership is not the ability to compromise, it's the ability not to. Amen? All right. It's the ability to articulate our principles in such a way to bring people over to our side. It's the ability to stand up for what's right, even if that means standing up to our own government. Why? Because that's what makes us American. That's what makes us different than the Chinese and the Russian and the Roman Empire and the Germans. Because we can stand up to our government because it's the right thing to do. And oh, by the way, because we have the right to bear arms, and we will never give that up, no matter who is in office and no matter what they try to do anywhere in this country. So the hardest battle we ever fight is to do the right thing. So what does that look like today? I just want to share a few things with you really quick. First, I think we need to be praying every single day. The second thing we need to do is do what we say we believe. I'm just as tired as you are of watching politicians say one thing on a campaign trail and they get to Olympia, they get to Boise, and they do something totally different. We need to do what we say we believe. The next thing is we need to quit going to government for our needs. That means any need. The third thing is we should owe no one anything. At the county level, at the city level, our own personal lives, we should owe no one anything. But we shouldn't take that for granted. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare our families. We need to prepare our churches. We need to prepare our communities for what's coming, and then give guidance and direction to those folks around us in our sphere of influence. It means we have to challenge the status quo. How many of you have ever heard somebody say, "Well, we can't do that, we can't change that, because we've always done it this way"? It's kind of the most feared words, I think, in the English language. So what does it mean to prepare yourself? We have a large Slavic community in Spokane, and they fled communism and came here to experience freedom. And I asked a couple of their leaders what they think. And they said, "Well, first, Matt, how can you be prepared for anything unless you're faithful in the small things?" And then he said something to me really interesting. He said, "Mentally prepare yourself because godlessness is always violence." We have to be prepared for bad people out there. And that means we have to answer a question, I think, mentally. Am I a loyalist or am I a patriot? So what are you? What are you? I can't hear you. What are you? Now, my good friend Glenn Tate is here this weekend. And if you get a chance, stop by his table, read 299 Days, because that's the question that needs to be asked. Are we loyalists or are we patriots? Are we loyal to a party or something like that, or are we loyal to the Constitution, to principles, to Jesus Christ? The next thing is, men, we need to do the four S's, and that's simply this. Number one, we need to get in shape. Number two, we need to shoot. Number three, we need to learn self-defense. And number four, we need to study small unit tactics. And again, that is coming from a politician on a stage in North Idaho. Then we need to organize our families. And if you do not have 5,000 rounds of .223, 5,000 rounds of .22, and 1,000 rounds of handgun ammo as a minimum, you're wrong. That's what we need to have. And we need to train our families. We need to train our families how to shoot as well. We need to get food. We need to have a year's supply of food, 2 years' supply of seeds. We need to have a year's supply of sundry items. That's what it means to be an American, because we prepare for the worst but hope for the best. That's what it means to be an American. We need to organize our churches. You know, some people are out there, and in Olympia they say the same thing. You can't talk about politics or religion. Religion is our relationship with God. Politics is our relationship with each other. Those are the only two things that we should be talking about in America today. And I have to say something, too. You know, I walk into a lot of churches, and there are a lot of churches that say, well, we just can't get involved. We can't do this. We can't do that. Look, being a coward is being a coward. That's not Christian to be a coward. It's Christian to be courageous. And I want to share a very, very short story of what happened to me in Olympia. We had a gun control bill come before us in Olympia. And we had pastors testifying in favor of gun control. And they were quoting the Bible, too, for it. And there were no pastors on the other side testifying against gun control. So I had to literally open up a Bible and read scripture to these pastors in a hearing in Olympia. A politician had to read scripture to pastors. And to add insult to injury, a lawyer. We need to understand that being an accomplice or an accessory to those who seek to enslave our posterity is no better than being the folks that are locking the chains themselves. Our pastors need to get involved, and if they don't get involved, we need to vote with our feet. We have no excuse. Pastor Chuck Baldwin streams live Liberty Fellowship every Sunday. We've got no excuse. We can go to church at Pastor Chuck Baldwin's church no matter where we are in America. And in addition to that, I think we should take the Slavic model, and we need to be forming small groups in our churches of 10 to 15 families as part of organizing for just normal life and organizing for what's coming. When the sheriff calls for a posse, the first call he should make is to the pastor. That's where the first call should be. If we're organized well enough and there's an emergency, the first call should be to a pastor. Because we should be taking care of our own people, not the government. Not the government. So there are a lot of wolves in Olympia and, well, now in Idaho, unfortunately. But I want to give you a little bit of good news. We went on the offense this year. I was tired of sitting around trying to play defense all the time in Olympia. We went on the offense this year. And you know what happened? We introduced a freedom agenda, and it was the most successful slate of conservative bills in over a decade in Washington State. And I want to highlight a couple things. We got passed in Washington State no Sharia law in specialty courts. It can happen in Washington. It can happen in Idaho. Our drone bill and our bill on indefinite detention both got hearings. So much so that we've been promised not only will they get hearings next year, but they likely have the votes to pass off the floor of the House of Representatives in Washington State. And last but not least, we killed gun control in Washington State as a minority over there. We killed it dead, and they had to go to an initiative, but we killed it dead for this year. So everybody here believes we need to restore a God-honoring constitutional republic. We just need to ask ourselves a question. Do we trust God? Is God not the same yesterday, today, and forever? And if he is, then how is compromise a strategy? It's not a strategy. It's wholesale surrender. So this weekend, as you're talking and making new friends, remember the things that I was talking about and talk to your friends about it. Pray every day. Do what we say we believe. Quit going to the government for our needs. Owe no one anything. Prepare yourself. Prepare your family. Prepare your church and give direction to those around you. If you guys want to catch some of the things we're doing, I want to highlight my good friend Dave Taylor. He's a representative in Washington. Dave, raise your hand. Dave and I put together Freedom Agenda Washington on Facebook. You can go to Freedom Agenda Washington and like the page and check out what we're doing. But also, we have a radio show that we do on Tuesdays on ACN 106.5 FM. And we talk about a lot of these issues. But I want to close with this. We are Americans. We never give up. We never turn from a fight. So let us be proud to be Americans. We are exceptional. Our country is exceptional. Our Constitution is exceptional. Our religion is exceptional. No matter what anyone says, we need to expect victory in everything that we do. So together, let us be bold and courageous in our faith. Let us be bold and courageous in our defense of the Constitution. Let us be bold and courageous in our defense of freedom. Let us be sheepdogs. Let us be heroes for our generation so that through our thoughts and our words and our actions, we can glorify God and bless God so that our kids and our grandkids can live in peace and prosperity and freedom. Thank you all for listening to me. Thank you for being here today. God bless you guys.
You're listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American.
See what I tell you? Is Matt Shea something or what? Nah, he's not the only one. I've got other speeches that we were able to record. Some of those speeches, like the Chuck Baldwin speech up on the main stage, is on YouTube over at Northwest Liberty News. They recorded that, so you can see the visual and audio of that speech. But most people didn't get to hear, you know, some of the interviews that took place in the studio. So there's some great leaders out there, some powerful patriots that are in leadership positions. Pray for them because they are under continuous assault and we all need to back them up. They're the people that aren't afraid to stick their head up because right now is not the time for patriots to be timid. It's time for us to stand up for what we believe in. And they've got to know that we've got their backs because it's a difficult, lonely thing to do when you feel like the patriots aren't standing up with you. And so, anyway, back them up, pray for them, contribute to their election campaigns when it comes time for that. Help knock on doors if you're in the area, and even if they're not your elected officials, you can still help promote these guys. And knock on doors and pass out flyers and help them with those campaigns. There's some campaigns coming up here in just a few weeks with some of the elections. There's some people that deserve our backing. And so get knowledgeable. Learn about who these candidates are and find the ones that are worthy of support of the patriots. Get behind them and back them and oust some of these people, kick them out onto their butts, onto the street, who have been pushing leftist agendas, even in the American Redoubt. It's time for them to hear the voice of the people. All right, I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is Radio Free Redoubt. You guys have a blessed week until we meet again. Next week, we're going to cover Project Appleseed, among several other things. So tune in and check back. Lots in store. So anyway, don't forget, the nets last week, the Amron nets were a huge success. More and more ham operators and non-ham operators are listening in or being actively involved. And so we just want to encourage continued support and growth in that. Thank you all for supporting that and being involved and participating, even if you're not ham operators. There's several things about that I want to address to help you kind of take things to a new level in your communications. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to wrap this up. You guys have a great week. And God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your letters of encouragement and support. And thank you for supporting our sponsors who help keep Radio Free Redoubt, along with the listeners and your contributions, help keep Radio Free Redoubt going and growing. And we have many, many lofty goals. And so, unfortunately, it all takes a lot of time, effort, prayer, and money. So support them, please. And support any Patriot-owned business that you happen to encounter, and help spread the word. Keep them in business. Okay, guys. With that, this is Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.